Hello and welcome to Leading Words. Words that God Himself separated, placed them in the Holy Scripture to ensure that you will receive everlasting life. Words that Jesus Himself parsed and said they are life and they are spirit. Living words, leading words, they will lead you to life everlasting. Well, blessings again today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to speak a little bit today about curses and God's power to reverse the curse. God's power to reverse the curse. It has become now a very popular thing. Everybody's speaking about curses and generational curses and curses that come through the family line and health curses and social curses and curse. Well, today I want you to know that no weapon that is formed against you can prosper if you are covered with Jesus Christ. I want you to look with me about a very unusual story that happened in the book of Genesis. Very, very unusual. Because this story involved a man that loved God, a man that is sold out for God, and he's about to die, and before dying, he has 12 sons. And just before he's about to die, he called the 12 sons to bless them. But instead of blessing them, he cursed the first son. And it's very unusual because this person that is cursing his own son, the first son, this person is a man that loved God. And I said to myself, as I always do, I speak to myself a lot, and I said to myself, how is it possible that people that love God will curse others? People that love God will speak a malediction over another person, and they love God? Oh, that's not even impressive. But a person that loves God will curse their own child, their own son, junior? Let's look. Genesis chapter 49. It speaks of the story of Jacob. Now, Jacob is a man that loved God. He was a fling-flang man before, and then he had an encounter with God, personal encounter with God. God changed his life. And now he's old. He has 12 sons. He tried to live a pleasing God, you know, a pleasing life before God. But now he's about to die. Remember, this guy named Jacob, God had an encounter with him before. He was very bad, very evil, very, very trifling personality. Nothing good about him. Matter of fact, his name means a heel snatcher. He will pull your heel for you to fall down so he can use you as a stepping stone to get over. He didn't care. But he had an encounter with God. God changed his life. And now he's older and he's about to die. And he wants to bless his children. He has 12 sons. He has one daughter. He wants to bless them before he dies. So here he is, called his 12 sons. And to everybody's surprise, look what he said. He called the first child. And the name of the first son of Jacob is Reuben. So in Genesis chapter 49 and verse 3, he said, Reuben, you come. So Reuben stood up first. He's the junior. He's the first son. And Jacob loved Reuben. But look what he says. Reuben, you are my firstborn. You are my might. You are my beginning. You are the first of my strength. You are my excellence of dignity and the excellence of power. He is speaking kudos, speaking good words to Reuben. I can imagine Reuben standing there before Jacob and he's hearing all these nice words about himself. Jacob is saying, Reuben, you are my first son. He said, Reuben, you are the beginning of my might, my firstborn. You are the excellence of my strength, he said. You say you are the excellence also of my dignity. Reuben, my firstborn child. Everybody's happy. Now he's supposed to bless him. Now look at the next verse, verse 4. Genesis 49 and verse 4. He said, however, you are unstable as water. You shall not excel. He said, Reuben, you are all these nice things on one hand, but on the other hand, you are unstable as water, and you shall not excel. And then he told him why he will not excel. But let us do this piece by piece. He said, one, you go never excel because you're a very unstable person. What do you mean by unstable? You don't know to keep your own identity. You fluctuate. You're always doing other people, you never do you. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn child. You are the excellence of my strength and my dignity and my power. You are my firstborn. Oh yes, he said. You deserve the applause because you are a child to be looked upon. Matter of fact, his name is Reuben, and Reuben means look. A son, look, one to be looked upon. He said, Reuben, you are all of this, but you will never excel. And the reason why you are never going to excel, he said, because you are very unstable. You like water. And I think I've spoken that to you guys before, but let me reiterate it or refresh your mind on it. What he mean by you are like water? It means you don't know to keep your own identity. You're always trying to be somebody else, and you lead your life in that instability. You need to learn to be who you are. Be you, be yourself. Water. One of the most unstable thing that perhaps you can find in this creation. Water seems not to have its own identity. Or if it does have its own identity, it is easily influenced or impacted by outside identities. For instance, let me explain this. Water fluctuates a lot. If you put yellow dye into water, water becomes yellow. If you put a blue dye into water, it now becomes blue. Anything you put into water, water becomes that. You pour a drop of milk in water, water becomes smear. You put two drops of lemon in water, water becomes acidic. You put sugar in water, water becomes sweet. You put salt in water, water now becomes salt. You put bitters in water, water become bitter. You put heat on the water, water become hot. The temperature change. Put water in a refrigerator, water becomes cold. Put water in a square pan, water becomes square. Put water in a round bowl, water becomes round. Put water in a rectangular environment, water becomes rectangular. Everything. Put water in the freezer, water becomes a solid. Boil water too much, and now it becomes gas. It evaporates. Anything you do with water, put water into, water becomes its own environment. It seems like water can never keep its own identity. It always tries to fashion itself with whatever has been imposed on it. And you know, unfortunately, there are people like that. If they are among certain group of people, they act like that group of people. If these put something in it, they do whatever these do. If people speak one way, all of a sudden they want to speak the same way also. Notice the young people today. Notice it. Many of these young people, and it is amazing to see the older people behaving the same way sometimes. You know, they go to school and they come back home, everybody moving their hands in a... You know what I'm saying? Now everybody, when they're speaking, that's the way they speak. You know what I'm saying? And they move their hand this way. You know what I'm saying? I. And he said, look, what are they saying? I don't know what they're saying. But what is it? Everybody speak like this, so I go and speak like this. Everybody act like this, so I'm going to act like this. Everybody move their hand, sup man, sup. Everybody say sup, I go say sup also. Everything that everybody do. You are not water. And that's what Jacob said to his son. He said, son, you will never excel. That's a curse. What is he saying? You will never have more than enough. And it used this Hebrew verb jatar. It means to have more than enough. So you will never have more than enough. Jatar. You will never excel. You will not have more. Jatar. Speak about a string. String. And if you know what it means like when a person sew. And they finish sewing, and you have little threads that leftover threads. You see, the noun is explaining that it's a leftover thread, that somebody that was doing something left over a piece of thread, and now you need to clip it. And jatar, that's what it really means, a leftover, as small as a thread. And that's what he said, you will never have leftovers in your life. Not even as small as a thread or a thread. That's a curse. Why? He said, because you're like water. You don't know to be you. You always want to be somebody else. Oh, well, Pookie walked this way, so I go walk this way also. And Kiki, she walked that way, so I go walk that way also. And so he does this, and this guy do it like this, and that one. No, be you. Set your trend or friend. Set your pace. Be you. Be yourself. Be who God designed you to be, and stop trying to be somebody else. You are not water. And if you try to be water and accommodate yourself to all the outside stuff that are trying to impact and influence your life, you will never be you. Amazing. 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 But what's scary is that Jacob is cursing his son because of that. One, he said, because my son need to learn. You don't do what everybody do. You don't do and you don't say what everybody say. You don't act the way everybody act. Be yourself. Stop being water. The second reason he cursed him, he said, no, I'm going to curse you also. And he cursed him, he said, you will never excel. You will never have more than enough. You will always have only sufficient to barely survive, but you will never excel. You will never amount to be anything. He said, the second reason is because you went up into my couch and you defiled my couch because you slept with your stepmother, my wife. See, what happened is this. And I know you might be alarmed. You're like, what? Oh, yes. What happened is that Jacob got himself into one of these dysfunctional family issues. You hear the young people speaking about baby mama drama. This is one of those baby mama drama. What happened is that Jacob loved one woman. And when he tried to marry her the night of the wedding, they switched her and gave him her sister. He never liked the sister. He loved this woman named Rachel. But when it was time for the wedding, they made a switch, cover her up, and marry him to the sister. So by morning, he slept with the sister already. So now that's his wife, he had to keep her. She got pregnant with Reuben, the first child. The real woman that he wanted to marry, which was Rachel, he insisted in marrying her. So the father of Rachel said, okay, you can marry her, but you're going to work for her to pay me for her. So he did that. He complied with whatever the father wanted. And now he married both sisters. So he's married to this sister who he really loved, and he's married to this sister whom he don't love, but he kept her. Now, there were no commandments about marriage in those days to that degree. There were no written commandments. These guys were just living anyhow. And this is what happened when you live anyhow without God's command. So now he's married to these two women. But listen to this. The woman whom he loved, she can't have children. So she gave her maid to sleep with Jacob. And the maid had children for Jacob. Well, Jacob don't love the maid either. He only loved his wife. But he had to sleep with the maid to get children. And those children, like surrogates, will be his wife's children. Reuben went and sleep with the maid. That maid became what we will call a concubine of Jacob. He slept with his father's concubine. And even though that wasn't his real wife, but a concubine, is still his wife. Reuben had no business sleeping with his father's concubine. And Jacob said, because you slept with my concubine, I'm cursing you. What is he doing? He's saying, because you don't seem to understand that life has boundaries. You don't seem to understand that life come with some confinement. You don't seem to understand that there are some regulations. There are some codes that you don't do, even though they don't have any commandments. There are some codes you don't cross. There are some things you cannot do. You cannot say. There are some things you cannot touch. But when a man is easily influenced, that's what happened. When a man have no stamina and can't stand for himself, when a man is led by his emotions or led by his feelings or led by the outside impressions or impacts, they cross every line, they cross any boundaries, they don't respect nobody and they don't respect themselves because they are not led by these things. They are led by feelings and feelings. And that's why Jacob cursed him. He said, you shall never excel because you violated my bed. You slept with my wife And you are my son. You slept with your stepmother. He said, you will never excel. And then he said, and because you are unstable, you're like water. You're not a man. A man knows to say no. A man knows to be responsible. A man knows when he shouldn't touch some things. A man knows when he violate and cross the line. Or a man knows not to cross the line. He cursed him. And then he died and left Reuben to live a life of never excelling. But you know what happened? The story doesn't finish there. In the book of Deuteronomy, just before Deuteronomy chapter 33, just before Moses left, many years later, Moses reversed the curse. Moses called all the children of Jacob, all their families, of course, and he reached to Reuben first and he says, let Reuben live and his men never be few. So what is he saying? From now on, I'm reversing the curse. And he reversed the curse. He said, let Reuben live and may his men never be few. May he have many men and produce, because the more men you have in your family is the more they will produce and God will bless you more. Jesus Christ came to reverse the curse. Galatians 3:13, Jesus took the curse to give us the blessings of Abraham, the same blessings of Moses. Any curse, Christ can change it. Give it over to him, and he'll make you new again. God bless you. And to be-